producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Harry Dent's going to be joining us for about 30 minutes in the second hour with breaking news on the world economy. Our story on Infowars.com is also on DrudgeReport.com. Economists, financial collapse will cause civil unrest to erupt in America by 2016. Rampant corruption combined with economic woes to spark revolution. And don't forget yesterday's big story, Forbes writer at a press conference with the CDC head admitting that the media has agreed to cover up new Ebola cases. Sensational. Just like they collectively cover up that the Border Patrol loads the illegals on buses, gives them vouchers and ships them wherever they want to go, men, women, and children. We had to break that. And the reason I keep going back to that is it's an example of how they can cover up giant things going on. Just like the mystery illnesses, respiratory illnesses last year and this year that killed three members of my family and are killing people all over the U.S., not just this virus out of South America, there's almost no coverage of that. I've got three people dead in my family. That's what I'm saying. We could have Ebola all over the place and they wouldn't tell us. That's how controlled things have gotten. Because the public is so sheep-like. The news comes out here. It comes out on Drudge and other places. It comes out to millions of people. Millions are awake, but the rest is... And I'm not saying Ebola is spreading everywhere. What I'm saying is there have been ordered cover-ups of what appear to be new cases and people being disappeared. And I know I just keep going back to that day after day because that's a big deal. What if other people start just disappearing and nobody will talk about it? I mean, is this Guatemala? Is this South Africa 30 years ago? Is this Nazi Germany? Is this the Soviet Union? Bizarre, my friends. Very, very bizarre times that we live in. We're going to keep looking at the postmortem on Obama as a political god, now being a political devil in many people's eyes. And sure, he's a front man and a puppet, but discrediting the collectivist globalist agenda through their figurehead is quite useful. So that's why we do continue to tear down Obama, because much of his agenda is still rolling forward, like Obamacare and the rest of it. Mitch McConnell's gotten under a lot of fire, the new Senate leader, the incoming Senate leader from Kentucky, the senior senator from Kentucky, the state where Rand Paul hails from. He's gotten in a lot of hot water with constituents. There's not a lot of news coverage of it, but it's there. When he said day one, Tuesday night, and then Wednesday morning, we're not going to repeal Obamacare whole hog. We might repeal some of it. And the Democrats give him political cover and say, repealing any of it kills it, so he can declare a victory and fool conservatives and people that don't want to suicide the country's economy and healthcare system. Well, now I saw him in the news today going, yes, if I get 51 votes, we will repeal Obamacare. Mitch McConnell faces diverse pressure on Obamacare repeal, Politico reports. Rumors of Mitch McConnell's political genius are premature, says The Atlantic. Yeah, he is going to be on his way out along with Boehner if they don't start just at least not driving the country over the edge of a cliff. John Boehner, Mitch McConnell vow to kill Obamacare. So they've now come out in a little press conference, and that's good. In fact, guys, print me that article, please. Thank you. That's in the Associated Press. So there you go. They're now saying they'll kill it because you've blown their phones off their walls and because talk radio isn't buying it. Finally, I do not hear the big conservative talk show host worshiping the Republican Party. Finally, common sense and their listeners are driving the agenda, and they're saying next enemy, rhino neocon Republicans, you are an endangered political species, just like the dirtbag Democrats.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
And because early voting runs this Friday, you don't have to wait until election day. You can vote all week.
The Rio Riva County Clerk's Office reported this afternoon that a voter trying to cast an early ballot in Espanola today was told he had already voted 3 days prior.
Activist on the tape goes on to suggest that discarded ballots could be collected from what she called Ghetto Aurora, saying that African Americans and Mexicans tend to throw out their ballots.
And as for those programs we do need, I'll make them work better and I'll make them cost less.
Thousands of federal workers are issued taxpayer-funded credit cards so long as they buy items that cost less than $3,000 or micro-purchases. Our review found about $20 billion in just about the course of a year.
We'll save billions by cutting waste and improving management and strengthening oversight.
We asked all of these other major federal agencies based here in D.C. for their micro-purchase shopping lists, and all refused.
I'm pledging to cut the deficit we inherited by half by the end of my first term in office.
The Independent Congressional Budget Office warning a new fiscal crisis is coming if Washington doesn't get its spending in check.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios.
First,
Ebola is not spread through the air like the flu.
Ebola is capable of entering human airway cells. Ebola is primed to be able to have respiratory transmission.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this worldwide live original Friday transmission, the seventh day of November 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing, and I'll be back this Sunday live in studio, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well with the Sunday transmission. InfoWars Nightly News airs weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv will get you there. I have got to cover all this news today. It is all so over the top. There are bellwether stories that indicate where we are as a society, just litmus tests in my view, or what I call Rosetta Stones, stories that then decode so much more. And I've got a bunch of those today. White House press laughs out loud at the press secretary's refusal to admit Dems lost or that losing is bad. Close quote. They didn't lose, and losing's not bad. And then he said, I'm not going to sit here with a bunch of punditry from you guys. They said, it's not that. It's reality. So see, saying punditry is saying that you're not a journalist. You're just spouting off your opinion. That's a way of saying you're a conspiracy theorist. We didn't lose. We control reality. Are you smoking your own arrogant dope? You don't control reality anymore. And the same guy, Josh Earnest, he's one of the worst PR people I've ever seen, worse than the last two, Carney and Gibbs, went on Fox and said, criticizing Obama, not good for this country. Because Obama, I guess, is the country. No, criticizing and repudiating Obama is like sunshine to a vampire. It's what the doctor ordered. So they're trying to sell this idea that patriotism is getting in line and doing what you're told for the foreign special interests that run this country like a porta potty or something. Nobody's a dumping ground for toxic waste and GMO and bad debts. We've bailed out the whole world's derivatives to the tune of $2 quadrillion now. $2,000 trillion. Look it up. It was 1.6 quadril 5 years ago. It's now 2 quadril. We've signed on almost 70% of it. And they tell us our problems, the national debt, $19 trillion. Oh, it's an issue. But nothing compared to all the fraudulent debt we've been signed on to. So we're going to play that clip coming up of Josh Earnest telling Fox News, criticizing Obama, not good for the country. We're going to have another clip of the press laughing at him. That's kind of like laughing at the captain when you're on the deck of the Titanic. You're on the same ship. You're in the tree. You're sitting in the same tree. It's like in Scarface where they've killed the drug dealer that tried to kill Tony Montana, and there's the corrupt cop in there with him, and he goes, yeah, you got out of control, Tony. I'm glad you dealt with him. And he said, oh, you messed up too, Mel. You're signed on to this too. The press is in the same group. You're signed on too. Don't try to laugh at this now when they try to control reality and tell you they didn't lose the election. It's too late for you. And see, that story dovetails with the Mint Press News and a Breitbart story. Weather Channel morning show beats CNN and MSNBC. Dish drops CNN, the world is changing, and some people are going to change with it. Dish Network Chairman Charlie Ergen was in rare form today, And he goes on to say that no one watches CNN anymore and that they don't even need them for election coverage anymore. Not quite the product they used to be. You can imagine CNN down election night would have been a disaster 15 or 20 years ago. Now there are plenty of other places for people to get their news. The industry is changing. There are about 10 big programming groups. I don't anticipate the cable companies, satellite companies, and phone companies are going to carry the same 10 groups. And so that's it. CNN being dropped by Dish Network. And so it begins. CNN is already dead on arrival. They were dead years ago. I made that announcement 2 years ago when I was on Piers Morgan. I'd been in those very studios three other times. And they were glistening clean. People were arrogant, running around with energy and news coverage, even though it was staged and manipulated. The next time I was there, it felt like a tomb. They were demoralized. They had no momentum. They know they work for the globalists. They know they're traitors to America. They know they're being told what to do by the White House. They know. They were a coffin that just hadn't been slid into the hole yet. CNN is gone. MSNBC is gone. They are vestigial, propped-up edifices. But that's all they are, is the skeletal remains. They're done. So there you go. We're going to be getting into those reports as well. Obviously, I'm going to get into the economy. A top economist says financial collapse will cause civil unrest to erupt in America by 2016. Harry Dent was on and wanted to talk about this, but then he had a family emergency. He'll be on Sunday or Monday. So we'll just have open phones. We do have an Ebola doctor joining us who's been in Africa and covered it with some of the real treatments that are working, popping in the last 30 minutes. This ties in. This economist, financial collapse will cause civil unrest to erupt in America by 2016. Singer Elliott says U.S. growth optimism unwarranted is data cooked and says we live in a, quote, fake economy, completely fake, and that there's going to be a deep crash, close quote. Former ECB head bullied Ireland into bailout, that is signing on to the EU's bailout. Trichet held a loaded gun to their heads, close quote. By the way, who do you think owns the Federal Reserve? Same folks own the IMF and World Bank, mainly British and German and Dutch banks. And they financed U.S. robber barons in the 1850s right through the 1920s, and they run this country into the ground, by the way. They're the ones that got Obamacare passed. That is a huge tax increase. Some estimate that will bring in more money than the income tax every year to private insurance companies. That's why Mitch McConnell and Boehner over there don't want to repeal it, because hardcore global mafia wrote that stinker. Double, triple your prices and kill grandma and put the VA troops on death list. I mean, you can be 30 years old. You need an arm, you're not getting one. You're getting a cane. You need a leg, you're getting a cane. You need knee surgery, you need heart surgery, you're 50 years old, you ain't getting it. You're on a death list. Here's some pills. Go home and die. But that's okay, because there's lots of PR about how great our military is and how much the government loves you. I was watching, I was in the gym this morning, they had like seven TVs on, or eight TVs that I could see. I noticed at the same time on three different morning shows, the big national morning shows, once two channels at the same time, and then later on the other channel, they were promoting the Navy and talking to people on ships, because the Navy has horrible morale right now. Just collapse-level events are happening by design long-term, but it's collapsing faster than they want. So that's why you're seeing all the Navy SEAL stuff, too. Bin Laden died in 2002. Well, I've talked to Navy SEAL families on air. I talked to Navy SEALs at the time. There was a Bin Laden lookalike that was a CIA asset. We've even announced his name on air previously when the Navy SEAL families are on. They went in and killed him. That's why they court-martialed over 200 people on the ship who said that there was no body and no burial at sea. None of it's real. It's totally fake. And now for Navy recruitment and to remind people that Obama supposedly had Bin Laden killed and that he had this big victory, they announced this SEAL. And the Pentagon says, you better not talk, we're going to come after you. That way people think it's real. Ex-SEAL says he fired fatal bin Laden shot. Total theater. And by the way, why didn't he get blown up in the helicopter like the 23 other SEALs that were on the mission? They were talking. I've talked to SEALs that talked to him, okay? It was not bin Laden, okay?
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN. I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Well, Martha, the other thing that people have observed is that Republicans spent a whole lot of time in this last election criticizing the president. Now, that may have worked for them politically. I mean, I think the numbers indicate that it might have, at least in the short term. But is that really good for the country? I think what the voters really want is they want Democrats and Republicans in Washington, D.C. to sit down and start looking for some common ground. It doesn't mean they're going to agree on everything, right?
There are things the president's going to do.
That's the White House Press Secretary Josh.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mr. Baloney Ernest. They always just say the same talking point. Work together. Get stuff passed. No, we don't want more stuff passed like Obamacare and more gun grabbing and more open borders. We want stuff reversed. We want things repealed. We want less government. We want tax increases repealed. We want violations of states' rights repealed, rolled back. No, we don't want more. What we want is repealed. And the same Josh Earnest had the White House press corps laughing and groaning in disbelief. Here is that exchange when he basically implied that they had not lost the election. Here is the video and audio of that.
There are lots of people who get paid a lot more money than I do, who are responsible for offering up analysis and spinning the elections, and I'm not going to do that. I'm focused on here and what everybody here is focused on is figuring out what we can do to work with Republicans and move the country forward. And those are the lessons from the election, and that's what we're here to talk about.
So okay? Republicans are bad for Democrats.
Well, I know that is the mentality of Washington, D.C. I also think that's the kind of mentality that voters aren't very happy about.
You're saying it could be good for Democrats.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm not going to pass judgment on the...
You can say it's good for Republicans, but you can't pass judgment on whether it's good or bad for Democrats.
Right. Okay. It's fine. It is. It is. I'm certainly disappointed in the outcome of the elections. The president is, too. I think I said that earlier in response to your earlier question, but...
If you want to understand the mentality, it's a bunch of narcissistic, swarmy, nerdly Mr. Cool guys that think they're the smartest guy in the room and who watch The Hangover five times a day. These people, guaranteed that guy's never been in a fist fight, never been mugged, never built a business, never been in the military, probably doesn't have kids, I don't even know his bio, just isn't living in the real world. Probably never worked at a convenience store. Probably never had to fix his tire on the side of the road. They're so disconnected and arrogant and in their own world that they're such big winners. And people are rejecting Obamacare and Fast and Furious and the wars and the Patriot Act being expanded and the NDAA to secretly arrest Americans and all the rest of the corruption and saying we didn't build our businesses and the tax increases. That's what we're rejecting. Not that Republicans didn't work with the Democrats. The Republicans passed Obamacare with them. The Republicans are going along with arming ISIS and then fighting ISIS. The Republican leadership is part of the problem. And that's what the Tea Party's saying. We're not in love with our party like the Democrats are. We're not in love with big government. We just want to have some future. This country is being wrecked right now. I'm going to get into the latest activity in the Middle East. I'm going to break down the fraud of this announcement concerning the shooting death of Osama bin Laden. And if you believe that, I'm going to tell you about a leprechaun I met last week who was riding a magical pony, unicorn, on his way to buy magic beans to grow a beanstalk up to the International Space Station. And, of course, at the International Space Station, there are Keebler elves riding unicycles while hanging out with little green men. It is just total, absolute, fabricated baloney. So we're going to be looking at that. And then in detail, I'll actually read the article, Economist, financial collapse will cause civil unrest to erupt in America by 2016. Rampant corruption combined with economic woes to spark revolution. And that's what the Ministry of Defense is saying in England. That's what the Pentagon's saying. But they're saying they want to try to stop it once it starts, which I don't want a bunch of burning cities and French Revolution garbage. But the globalists have set that up where the type of revolution we'll have will be a failure with a bunch of welfare heads and socialists burning stuff and shooting police, instead of the states taking back over and the federal government being returned to federal control, not globalist control, wresting control away from the very combine that has been engineering worldwide, not just domestically, the climate of global revolution to bring in their world government. It's mega robber baron bankers using communist revolutionary tactics on the ground. just as the best-selling book, 1972, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, Documents. And by the way, we sell that book at InfoWarsStore.com. I recommend you read that little book. It's like prophecy come true.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are going to be announcing the winner coming up later in the broadcast today, either towards the end of the second hour or at the start of the third hour, just as soon as they've got a little promo video ready showing the top six entries. We'll be breaking down who won that $7,500 contest to go out and hang up posters exposing the fact that Obama had shut off any type of response to Ebola, and that if Ebola begins to spread in the country, he is aiding and abetting it. This contest ended up to be very successful. National news picked it up. A lot of local TV stations picked it up. A lot of newspapers picked it up. And so millions of people ended up seeing the videos. DrudgeReport.com picked up one of the videos, and it got hundreds of thousands of views. by itself. So that's what we do. We'll spend $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 on one of these contests. Everybody that enters the contest is a winner because you're politically active, you're hanging up posters in legal and lawful areas, you're engaging in the First Amendment, you're engaging in peaceful demonstration, what they don't want, you are reaching out to people, and you are spreading the word. And so hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars of advertising to expose the Ebola non-response for $7,500. That's why we do these contests. So we'll announce the top three runner-ups. We'll also get some prizes, an InfoWars information warfare pack of T-shirts, books, videos, some of the supplements. The three runners-up will all get that. The first place winner will get $5,000. Second place will get $2,000. And third place will get $500. And that is going to be announced coming up later in the transmission today. Also, we have some special reports that are being put together on several breaking issues by Rob Dube, David Knight, and others that will be premiering here on the radio/TV transmission as well. So look for that coming up in the next 2.5 hours today. I also want to open the phones up yet again for first-time callers. We do that every few days. On your response, your take on election 2014, clearly a political realignment. The numbers show that. Worst trouncing the Democrats have had since 1920. Some estimates are since the 1830s. This is unprecedented. Does that mean we'll get change? If we force Boehner and other kleptocratic creatures like Mitch McConnell, who's been up there stealing our freedoms, supporting Obamacare, that is stealing our money. If we can rout them now and put all this political pressure on them, instead of letting them be turned into political celebrities, we can really get this train going. Because as soon as the public sees results, and as soon as they see victories, they will get confidence. See, we never have victories. They never let us have the smallest victory because they know the taste of victory is addictive. It builds confidence. But more and more, we are seeing victories. It is a victory that CNN has basically collapsed, and they're just keeping it there to save face. It is a victory that MSNBC has collapsed, and they're just keeping it there to save face. This is being announced. They're being dumped off cable systems, off satellite systems. They have the viewers at CNN of 590 AM, one affiliate we have in Austin, that in the ratings with their top shows has 200,000 listeners with George Norrie at night. You can go read the Arbitron ratings. He has, in a five-county area, 200,000 people, one station, when we're on it. Because it's during the day, there's a lot more competition out there. We have upwards of 75,000 listeners on one affiliate. CNN's average show has 100,000 viewers domestically. You count international, 300,000. 100,000. It's a joke, people. That's what I keep telling you. It's a joke. And all we do is hire good reporters and researchers and writers, build a fancy studio. We're bigger than CNN. It's over. It's a joke. The Weather Channel has more viewers than CNN and MSNBC combined. Major cable channels are being dumped. CNN's been dumped by Dish that reaches, what, 500 million homes in North America? Mexico, the U.S. and Canada? 400 and something million? Bye-bye. Bye-bye, dinosaur. Nothing's going to put you back together again. That's why I coined the term dinosaur media, because what happened to dinosaurs? They became extinct. Consumer Affairs reports Dish Network dumped CNN, other Turner channels. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's what McLaughlin always says on PBS on the McLaughlin Report. Bye-bye! And listen, people know Sandy Hook was staged. We don't know exactly how it was staged, but it's fake. We've had the cops, the state police, the top school, college experts. You got kids in rings going in and out of an empty school. You got blue screen with Anderson Cooper with his nose disappearing. And it's clearly blue screen where the flowers behind him blow and then blow the same way again. It's a clip rolling. They think you're so dumb, they get up there and have fake newscasts. Bye-bye. What are you going to do? Declare martial law, set some nukes off, come kill me? All that'll do is wake everybody up if you go after Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, Joseph Farah. I mean, look at Tucker Carlson. He's played the establishment fiddle. He's a smart guy. He knows what's really going on. I've hung out with him behind the scenes. And so notice now he's talking like us because that's where the ratings are. It's where the truth is. It's where the success is. See, I've always explained to everybody, you've got to get ready to win. We always have this attitude that we can't win and there's always going to be a new world order and we have to fail and it's destined because they bought off the churches the last 100 years to run around and teach this doctrine of pre-tribulation rapture. It isn't in there. But regardless, it's a giant cop-out to believe nothing bad's going to ever happen to you because you've got your Christian snuggle toy where you go to the church and just sit there with some dandy preacher, glitterbug, with voodoo teachings about how you go give them money and pray to them, basically, and you're going to have a perfect life with, you know, your wife's going to have big blonde hair and big cap teeth and little twinkly eyes, and the preacher's going to strut around on the stage and talk about how God's going to supersize you because you just stay here in the church and don't do nothing in the world, and you're going to be teleported out of here. You're going to have all these riches because you're just going to bend over to the government. You ever read the Bible? Nobody bends over. They stand up against the evil in the government. But you go watch these churches on TV, it's the opposite because they're not churches. They're government-programmed, government-run groups, and they're the next target. Because let me tell you something. Now that news is dying, establishment news, and there's a new rebirth, a renaissance of new media, they're targeting the dumbed down that have just completely tuned out. CNN and all of those places are going extinct or going to entertainment. But the real propaganda is in the sports programming, the entertainment programming, the cartoons, the books, the magazines, everything out there. When I turn on ESPN or I turn on, because I don't watch sports stuff except to analyze it. Of course, it might be a real good run or something. I mean, it's not like I hate football. I hate the fact how it's used as a weapon to dumb people down and preach Obamacare and gun control and fire Hank Williams Jr. because he had free speech and said that, you know, he thought Obama was like Hitler. Obama is like Hitler in a lot of ways, a charismatic guy put up there by special interests who's creating a fascist system and calling it socialist. Yeah, the Nazis were national socialists, but they were really fascist. That's what Nazi means, is National Socialist Workers' Party, basically, in German. So, that's what's happening here. There is a lot of good stuff taking place. It doesn't mean we're out of the woods by a long shot, but we're coming from behind, to use another ballgame analogy, and people just have to get excited and be ready to start having some success. Because I'll tell you, the average person in government, the average high-level corporate chief, the average high-level professor, they just want to be more successful with their peers, make more money to pay off their last two marriages, and they really don't want to end productivity and prosperity. They really just want to go to the Formula One race and pick up chicks. They don't want to put cancer viruses in the vaccines. They all know what's going on. They all know about the agenda. They go to these big board meetings. Why do you think they listen to my show? It's the only place an elitist can tune in and actually get a report on what's going on, not because they just believe I know what I'm talking about. They know I know what I'm talking about. And then you got all the fake liberal, trendy intelligentsia. I got invited to one of my friend's cocktail parties last night. There was about 100 people there, and a few of them went, is that Alex Jones over there? And they were Democrats, UT intelligentsia types. And they left because I was there. I mean, why not come over and argue with me? Why not come over and make fun of me? No, they are in such a cult, folks. They left. Oh, my gosh, is that Alex Jones out on the balcony? Is that Alex Jones? See, it's a cult. It's all like being back in junior high. You're going to let Jenny sit at your table at lunch? We're not going to sit here at your table anymore because Jenny wears a Misfit shirt, and we're good little cheerleaders. What a group of freaks. You think it made me feel bad that you left the party? Is that Alex Jones over there? You should want to go to parties where there are people that are interesting and that you don't agree with completely. That's called a lively party. A place where everybody agrees is called a cult. A lot of times folks will say, hey, we're going out to dinner, but, you know, my aunt wants to go, but she doesn't really like you or agree with you. You know, she works for the Federal Reserve. I went out to dinner with, I said aunt, it was another family relation. I won't even say exactly this person I know. And they actually are pretty high level in the Federal Reserve. And we went out to 2-hour dinner. At the end of it, they said, no, we agree with you. You're absolutely right. And I've talked to these two directors, the one in Dallas, the one in Kansas City, and they're aware of what's happening, and they don't want to wreck the economy, and they said the policies of the New York Fed are doing that. And this person I was out to dinner with their family member, was just blown away. Wow, she really likes you and agrees with you. I can't believe this. And she is high-level policy Federal Reserve. Because this person doesn't want to wreck America. That's what I'm saying. We have to be ready to win. We have to be ready to realize we're selling snow cones in hell. We're selling a lifeboat when the ship sunk. We all share a commonality of wanting prosperity and freedom. It's a very small group of transhumanist eugenicists, less than 0.1%. Even most of the 6,000 superclass that Kissinger and others and Rothkopf write about aren't into this. In fact, they're freaked out, most of them, but they want their power, so they play along with it. But I certainly don't want our country to be converted over to a cult. See, the cult is so insulated, they really believe that when they call you racist because you own guns, you get scared and sad and go freak out with your tail between your legs. Or that when they call you racist because you don't support Obamacare, you really get shook up and upset. Those people that left last night because they saw me at the party, and I just popped by for like an hour because I was asked to go to it, and it was close. They really thought that would shake me up and the people at the party, and they told folks they were leaving because I was there. And then I even heard about it from somebody else this morning. That's cult-like behavior. You're not in our group, so we're going to ostracize you. Because, see, that shows what prisoners they are. They think when they say you're racist because you won't turn your guns in, if they were told they were racist, they would get in a fetal position and probably urinate on themselves. So, see, they think we're like them. So they sit up there, Rachel Maddow and the rest of them, like they're the king on the mountain pronouncing things. And then it's the word of God, or ex cathedra, spoken from the throne. They say 2 + 2 = 5, and so it is so. They say raising the debt doesn't raise the debt, so it is so. They say they're not coming after our guns, even though they are, so it's so. They say they control reality. You don't, freaks! Don't you get it? You use whatever credibility and power you had left in the dinosaur media to try to sell this for a period. You promised everybody free lottery tickets, basically, that everybody was going to win. It didn't deliver, so you've completely collapsed. All confidence in you is gone, except for maybe 10% of hardcore cult members that have been given medium-level positions in the power structure in universities and government and corporations and banks, who still think by being yes men, you are part of the winning club. No, you're part of a group that's going extinct. You're what we call dishonorable losers. Trendies. But what happens when you go with the trend? Pretty soon, whatever's trendy and cutting edge is what everybody's into. You're not trendies at all. You're jokes. You're cult members who don't have identities. And then you look at people like us who really study history, who really know what we're talking about, who are real liberals, hardcore liberals, who want human freedom, human life valued, dignity, right to defense, human empowerment, fans of humanity, fans of individuals, fans of local community, fans of decentralization, fans of exploration, fans of art and literature. So many liberals go, you read the New York Times before somebody see me reading it or covering it? Or you know poetry? You know Beethoven? You know, you have a Texas accent. There's no way. Why, you know how to tie your shoelaces. Why, only someone from Harvard would know how to. You're in a cult of believing you've arrived. Look at this new lady they want for attorney general. Oh, Harvard Law. My goodness. Oh, boy. What does Harvard Law produce? Nothing. It's just a big political cult. It's a joke. Everyone salivates over it. When this whole system comes down, having a degree from Harvard Law is going to be like having a giant mark of Cain on your head.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
policy, the Washington Post. Meet your new favorite holiday, World Vasectomy Day. That's right. Don't have children for the earth. It's a win-win for the health of women, our children, and our planet. And sure, you can argue a lot of countries have had too many kids, and there's a lot of problems associated with it. But this is all an anti-human movement overall. And they're designing a world where humans won't exist. They're designing a world where we won't go to space, where the world won't be designed for humans. The elite are already moving to have robots do everything for them, so we are obsolete. Just thought folks might want to know that. Coming up in the next hour, we will take your calls. We will get into the economy. I will get into the Navy SEAL situation. That was brought out to remind people that Obama supposedly took out bin Laden. It was a PR stunt. I've talked to the Navy SEAL families on air. I've talked to the Navy SEALs off air. They blew up the helicopter with 23 Navy SEALs on it to kill them. I've had the families on. They believe that. I mean, we've had Navy SEALs on the show as well. You understand that? We have to do a special report for the Nightly News that could air Sunday, where we go back and get the families we've had on, where they list the name. And I was told that a week after it happened by a Navy SEAL, who wasn't in SEAL Team 6 but had a friend in it, that no, it was a body double they killed. And that then one of the helicopters blew up on the ground. They thought it was a setup. And that just things weren't right. And then the next helicopter blew up that they packed 23 of them on, that was a hit. And they flew them in and the missiles were ready to shoot them down. And I told you that first. And years after I told you that, well, I'm going to cover it in the next hour. Years after I told you that, that came out in the news, that the families think that they were killed. Now, why would you kill a bunch of Navy SEALs? But, oh, notice the guy. Boy, I tell you, most of the guys went on the raid, they're all dead. But the guy that shot bin Laden, you know what? He's doing just fine. Oh, boy, I tell you. Oh, man. But see, now you're not saying Obama's a lie, the raid didn't happen. Now it's, are you saying a Navy SEAL's lying? They're trained to lie. They're Navy spook commandos, folks. Deception's a large part of warfare. Don't be stupid out there. And he's got a very dangerous job. Remember Private Ryan? She was told to lie that the men cowered and feared, and she killed dozens of Iraqis. It turned out she was hiding under the bed when they got there at the hospital days after the Iraqis had pulled out. And Jerry Bruckheimer, by satellite, directed the special forces in the raid to save her. That was in the BBC. That was all a Jerry Bruckheimer production to get women to join the military. You can pull up the articles. It was men in the team, in the resupply team that held off a bunch of Republican Guard and killed a bunch of them. She hid in the back of the truck. But see, in fantasy land, oh, and by the way, four members of her team went public and said it was all a lie. They were all killed in 1 week. Having a barbecue, a guy in a black uniform and a mask pops up and double taps you in the head from 40 yards in your backyard having a barbecue. Two shots, dead. Double tap to the head. Another one found suicide in his house. Another pulled over, drowned in a puddle of water. And another jumped off a bridge into a river in 1 week. Then Private Jessica Lynch, I want to say Ryan, Jessica Lynch then came out and said, oh, it was all fake. Remember? And then they didn't have to kill her. In fact, print me all those articles. I'm going to do a piece on it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live filled with pests they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Carell Show on the future of talk radio, GCN.